Seems like the whole world is traveling right now. We took off a year and a half because of COVID, and all of a sudden, people are out to visit family members and friends. The problem is, some of these house guests, they're overstaying their welcome.
Yeah, that always seems to happen, right? As soon as you have somebody move into your space, you think it's going to be no big deal. It's going to be totally easy. Oh, we've got an extra bathroom. Oh, sure, we've got a bedroom. I love your company. That'll be great. Within 36 hours, you're like, what did I do to myself?
It's true. What did your terrible house guests do? 1-800-330-9999. They always have the best intentions at heart, but doesn't always end up that way. I had a girlfriend. I feel bad saying it because I really do love her.
She lives on the other side of the country. You can say it.
She would borrow my clothes, but she borrowed my clothes while she was staying with me for about a week. And then she didn't give them back.
Right.
Like, I mean, we're not 16. We're not in college in a dorm. We are adults. And then she took like my good gym clothes. Like,
right.
She took my Lululemon pants. Like, what? Those things are like $89. Are you crazy?
It's not a t-shirt.
No.
Yeah, no. It's not your favorite blouse or anything like that. No, it's an investment. There. You remember my last house guest was visiting us when he got out of being incarcerated.
I told you that was a bad idea. You didn't listen. I told you.
Everything smelled in the house. He came home drunk. It was like having a teenager.
Well, yeah, because he got out of jail, Raven. You had a guy that got out of jail, and you invited him into your home. Remember when I thought that your wife, Alicia, was going to fall in love with him, and I told him that I told you it was a bad idea? I go, this is like a scene out of a movie. You're going to have this ex-friend
yes.
that you haven't talked to in decades,
right.
who finally gets out of jail.
And now he's a murderer or something.
Right. No. It wasn't a murderer. What was he? He was a thief, right?
He was a thief.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're going to have the thief move in, but I had the whole thing play out in my head. Out of nowhere, he was going to become really suave, and your wife was going to fall in love with him, and you were going to have to move out of your own house.
My wife wanted him gone within hours. You know, I didn't see any of those things coming in the end of Shawshank Redemption. It seemed like everything got along real good.
Morgan didn't happen Freeman, at your house.
They were very happy at the end of the movie, it seemed. Not at my place, no.
But what was the worst thing that he did besides coming home drunk?
Well, I think that the trigger was coming home drunk and then never cleaning his room. Like, I mean, there was a smell emanating from his room like he was like 15 years old. It was just gross. That was the trigger, knowing that, no, this house guest has overstayed their welcome.
1-800-330-9999. What happened to you? How did you know when your house guest overstayed their welcome? A lot of people traveling, a lot of people visiting friends and family they haven't seen in a while because of the pandemic. But sometimes that house guest overstays their welcome.
Yeah, I don't care how good you think it's going to be at first, how kumbaya the vision is to you. Oh, we'll hang out, we'll barbecue together. They'll have their own room. They can go away and concentrate on their own things in that other area. They won't get involved in my relationship whatsoever. It never works out that way, Anna.
That's true. Top three things that house guests do to annoy people. Number three is snooping, like going through your stuff.
Yeah.
Number two, not helping out. It's like you're on vacation at like the Ritz. Like, you know, you sit around and let
What's for dinner
you.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Could I have some of this on it?
And number one is being messy. And that was a problem you had with Raven took in a guy that got out of jail. It was like an old friend of his. I
old
knew
friend.
That was a bad idea.
Friend from the old neighborhood, had been incarcerated for a number of years, got out. Didn't clean. There were other aspects. Came home intoxicated several times a week, despite knowing the fact that I would get up at 3 a.m.
yep.
for work. It was like having a teenager all over again. Yeah.
Overstayed his welcome for sure.
Yeah, he was over the age of 40.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you know when a house guest overstayed their welcome?
Oh, they leave the shopping list on top of the fridge and that laundry list, like, do mine first. Nah, that's way too long over.
Wait a minute. They would leave the things that they wanted for you guys to pick
from
up for them at the
store.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Were they giving you cash at least?
Are you kidding? We didn't get a smile. Forget about cash.
Mm.
My favorite was the same guy who stayed with me that had gotten out of jail and came to stay with me at my place. When he started telling me how it was that I needed to let my wife know that she was not considering his feelings in the relationship, as if the three of us were now a cohabitating relationship.
Raven, let's just a quick recap. Where is that friend now?
Oh, he's incarcerated again.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got that under control. I just wanted to double check on that. All right.
All things considered, I guess the grocery list, you know, I mean, there are worse things.
There's things,
thank you
worse
for the
things.
Call.
Right.
Oh, yeah, considered that, sure.
Right? He could have stole your car, Raven. Right? Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you know your house guests had overstayed their welcome?
So my mom was staying with me last month, and she is very clean, which I, you know, appreciate. She cleans my place when she's there. But she took it too far this time. She vacuumed my outdoor mat, and it was wet from the rain, and she completely, like, ruined my nice vacuum.
Oh.
And I'm so angry.
Yeah. And the vacuum is not cheap.
No.
And, like, you don't want to tell your mom, Mom, you owe me $600. Like, it's, you know, it's not, there's no time that it feels cool to tell your retired mother that she owes you $600 when she was cleaning your house.
Where do you get a $600 vacuum?
I mean, that's nowadays, man. I mean, they could be a lot more than that.
Wow. And she had the best interest at heart. She was just trying to help you out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy she didn't get, like, electrocuted or anything.
Well, there's then.
But I was still angry.
Yeah, right. Still, that day, if you can't yell at her, you're like, it's time for you to go home.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your house guests do that drove you nuts?
Trying to help too much and just being really terrible at it. Like they insist on, you know, they want to, you know, they're staying for a couple of weeks, and I like the idea that they try to clean up and stuff, but when he does the dishes, he'll do the dishes, but it's like someone dumped a gallon of water on the counter.
Yeah.
And then just walk away. Like, not even, I mean, somehow you're able to understand and see whether a dish is clean, but you don't see the water you just dumped everywhere. You know, like, hey, thanks for helping, but can you just knock it off?
Nobody not does helping. Things the way that you do them. That's true. So I get that. 1-800-330-9999. When did you know that your house guests overstayed their welcome?
When did you know that your house guest had overstayed their welcome? You can call 1-800-330-9999. A lot of people traveling, visiting old friends and family they haven't seen because of the pandemic.
Sure.
And sometimes it always seems like a good idea to have a house guest. Yeah, come stay with me. I
right.
have an extra room.
Right.
Until they're there and then you're like, this was a terrible idea.
I'm just going to say one night. One night is truly all that it's acceptable.
Right.
And then get in your car and then go.
One of my best girlfriends, Gabby, her parents are really into politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So over the election course, they had reached out to them and they asked if they would house. I guess he's a political person. Like, he works with canvassing and he runs
caucuses and stuff, right? People are out working, right? Campaigns.
And they asked Gabby's parents if they would house this guy.
Wow.
The guy moved in. They had an apartment over the garage,
mm-hmm.
and he stayed for 6 months during the pandemic. And they had to sit him down and say, listen, we need you to leave now.
The election cycle is completed.
It was after the elections were over. And the guy was still living in that apartment. Oh, my! Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you know a house guest had overstayed their welcome?
So, actually, I was the house guest.
And what did you do?
And they sat me they sat me down and had an intervention. They were trying to get me a job at all the various fast food restaurants nearby.
So wait a minute. So they sat you down for an intervention, letting you know that it was time for you to move out by telling you that you had interviews lined up, essentially,
right.
to go work.
Yeah. move out or start paying, basically, is what it was.
I mean, good. I mean, not for nothing, but they're probably right on with that.
Effective, right. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
How long were you living there?
It was a bunch of guys living in the house, and I was there for 2 months, right about.
2 months is too long. 100%. Yep,
yeah.
Go get a job.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And Ann Raven, how'd you know time was up on your house guest?
I had a friend sitting with me for about a week, and he just, the thing that drove me, I could put up with almost any bad habit he has, but he decided that he was going to help me by opening my Amazon packages when they arrive.
Oh, those are like my presents. Doesn't he understand?
Well, it's mail. It's my stuff. It's my personal stuff. I don't necessarily want him seeing everything I order.
It's just that these are my gifts to myself every day, even if it's something I need. Like, even if it's a part for a refrigerator, it's a present to myself.
Yeah, I get it. I get to open it. That's the law. That's how it works.
He was just being helpful by opening the packages?
I mean, if he wants to help, he should just break down the boxes after I open them. And he should watch me open them.
And then put them in the recycling bin.
Like a festive birthday party. Yes. And then he can take them out to the recycling bin. That's help.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your house guest do that made you crazy?
It was my best friend, Christy. She came over about a month ago. And she was over from Wednesday to, I think it was a Tuesday morning. And the entire time, I had to shower in the cold because Christy, she does have really long hair, but she spends an hour in there with all of my hot water. And then by the time, you know, she's my guest, I would always let her go first. So by the time I would go into the shower, there would be only cold water. I'm talking ice cold water. Come on. Like, that's
terrible.
It's so hard.
No, it's terrible. I do this all the time. I let my wife go first all the time, Anna. All mm-hmm. the time. And then she's like, you take forever. I'm like, I don't go in right after you. I have to wait at least a half hour, 45 minutes, so there's any hot water at all. And it's my shower, it's got to be 20 minutes at that point.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
There's no hot water left.
I threaten my kids every night. I go, if I get home from the gym and you guys have not showered, then mommy's going to shower and you're going to take the cold showers.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's the only way to get some hot water in my house.
At least those people belong to you. They're family. You can't throw them out.